Hello there, amazing little thinkers. Welcome back to our favorite thinking adventure podcast.
Hey everyone, it's Pia here, and my brain is practically bouncing with excitement today. We have the most incredible mystery to explore together.
Oh boy, have you got your thinking caps on tight? Because today we're going on a journey that's going to make your imagination do somersaults.
Ben, I have to ask you something super mysterious. Have you ever wondered what would happen if every single choice you made created a whole new world?
Whoa, you mean like when I choose chocolate ice cream instead of vanilla somewhere, there's another Ben choosing vanilla?
Exactly, but what if it's not just choices? What if every tiny thing that happens, like a coin flip or a leaf falling, creates brand new worlds?
Holy guacamole. That would mean there are billions and billions of different worlds all happening at the same time. Like a giant book with infinite pages.
Bingo. Scientists call this the many worlds idea. Imagine if every second, the universe splits like a tree growing new branches.
Wait. So there might be a world where I'm wearing purple socks right now instead of my blue ones?
And a world where you're wearing rainbow socks, and polka dot socks, and maybe even socks made of clouds.
Cloud socks. That's the silliest thing I've heard today. But Pia, here's what's making my brain tingle with questions.
Ooh, I can practically see the question marks dancing around your head. What's got your curiosity engine purring?
Well, if there are all these different worlds with different versions of me, which one is the real me? The one talking right now?
That's brain-tickling brilliant. Here's the amazing part. They're all the real you. Each version thinks they're the only one.
My head just did three cartwheels. So right now, there's a Ben in another world saying the exact same thing about his head doing cartwheels?
Probably. Unless that Ben decided to say his head did somersaults instead. But here's where it gets really wild and wonderful.
Oh no, I can feel my brain getting ready for a supersized surprise. What happens next in this incredible story?
Imagine you're playing a really difficult video game. Every time something goes wrong, instead of getting a game over, you magically find yourself in a world where you succeeded.
Like having infinite lives in every game ever? That sounds too good to be true. How does that work?
Think about it like this. You can only experience the worlds where you exist, right? You can't experience worlds where you don't exist because, well, you're not there to experience them.
Aha! It's like trying to see with your eyes closed. You can't because your seeing part isn't working. But Pia, this is making my Wonder Wheels spin really fast.
Let's try a fun experiment. Imagine you're walking and you trip over a toy. In most worlds, you just get back up and keep walking, right?
Right! I've tripped over my toy dinosaur approximately 1 million times. I always get back up and sometimes I even laugh about it.
Perfect. So in this theory, you only get to experience the worlds where you're okay and can keep having adventures. The other worlds happen, but you're not there to see them.
That's like being the star of your own never-ending adventure story. No matter what happens, the story keeps going.
Exactly. Some scientists think this means that from your own perspective, your personal story never has an ending. It just keeps branching into new adventures.
Wait a minute. Does this mean in some world, there's a version of me that became a professional dinosaur rider? Because that would be absolutely fantastic.
Ha 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 ha. If the worlds are truly infinite, then yes. There might be a Ben riding a friendly Triceratops to school every day.
And maybe a world where you discovered that thoughts are actually made of rainbow-colored bubbles that float around our heads.
Oh, I love that world. Let's visit that world in our imagination right now. Can you picture thoughts as colorful bubbles?
Yes. Happy thoughts are bright yellow bubbles. Curious thoughts are sparkly blue ones. And confused thoughts are swirly purple and green.
That's beautiful. But here's something really interesting to think about. If there are infinite worlds, how do we know which world we're in right now?
That's a puzzle wrapped in a mystery inside a question mark. I guess we're in the world where we're having this conversation about infinite worlds.
Right. And maybe in another world, we're having a conversation about why elephants don't wear hats, or why clouds taste like cotton candy.
I would love to visit Cotton Candy Cloud World. But Pia, here's what's really boggling my brain. How do scientists even think about something this huge?
Great question. They use something called quantum mechanics. It's like the secret rule book for the tiniest things in the universe.
Quantum mechanics sounds like a superhero name. like Captain Quantum Mechanics, defender of tiny particles everywhere.
Ha 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 ha! I love it! Captain Quantum would have the power to be in multiple places at once, just like how tiny particles can do impossible things.
Wait, particles can be in multiple places at once? That's like saying I could be in my bedroom and the kitchen at the same time.
Exactly. But only really, really tiny things can do this. It's like they're playing hide-and-seek in multiple hiding spots at once.
That would be the best hide-and-seek game ever. The Seeker would never find you because you'd be everywhere and nowhere at the same time.
But here's the really wild part. When we try to find these tiny particles, they seem to pick just one hiding spot. It's like the act of looking makes them choose.
So looking at something changes it? That's like saying when I look at my sandwich, it decides whether to be peanut butter or jelly.
That's actually a perfect way to think about it. Some scientists think that when we observe something, we're picking which world we experience.
So every time I open my eyes in the morning, I'm choosing which world to experience that day? That makes me feel like a world-choosing superhero.
I love that idea. You are the main character of your own adventure, choosing your path through infinite possibilities.
But wait, this brings up another brain-twisting question. If I can only experience worlds where I keep existing, does that mean I'll experience worlds where really unlikely things happen?
Oh, that's deep thinking. Like if you were about to fall off your bike, maybe you'd experience the world where you somehow landed safely on a pile of marshmallows.
A marshmallow landing? That would be the most delicious rescue ever. But would these lucky saves keep getting weirder and more impossible?
That's exactly what some scientists wonder about. Maybe you'd find yourself in increasingly magical worlds where amazing coincidences happen all the time.
Like a world where helpful dolphins always appear when you need them. Or where flowers grow instantly to catch you when you stumble.
That sounds like the most wonderful fairy tale world. But here's what makes my brain sparkle. We can't prove this is happening because we only experience our own story.
It's like being inside a book and trying to read all the other books in the library at the same time. We're stuck in our own adventure.
That's a brilliant way to put it. Each version of you is reading their own unique story, completely absorbed in their own chapter.
So in a way, we're all authors and main characters and readers of our own stories all at the same time. That's amazing.
And the best part is, no matter what happens in your story, from your perspective, it keeps going. New chapters, new adventures, new discoveries.
This makes me think about dreams too. Maybe when we sleep, we peek into some of those other worlds where different versions of us are having different adventures.
Oh, that's a delicious thought. Maybe dreams are like getting postcards from parallel worlds, messages from other versions of yourself.
Dear Other Ben, today I rode a dragon to school and did math homework with my feet. Hope your world is just as fun. Love, Dream Ben.
Ha 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 ha! I would love to get dream mail. But you know what this whole idea teaches us about our regular everyday world?
Let me think. Maybe that every moment is special because we're experiencing this particular version of events?
Beautiful. And maybe it means that you're the only one who can live your unique story, which makes you incredibly important and special.
It also makes me appreciate all the wonderful ordinary things, like talking with you right now, Pia. This conversation is happening in our special world.
And maybe somewhere there's a world where we're having this conversation underwater or while flying on magic carpets. But I love our world just the way it is.
Me too. Though I have to admit, the magic carpet conversation world sounds pretty awesome too. Do you think we could visit it in our imagination?
Absolutely. Close your eyes, everyone listening, and imagine we're soaring through fluffy white clouds right now, having the exact same conversation.
I can feel the wind in my hair and see the tiny houses below. Our magic carpets are rainbow-colored, and they smell like fresh cookies.
Perfect. And maybe that's another way to think about infinite worlds. We can visit them anytime through our incredible imagination power.
Our brains are like doorways to infinite possibilities. We can imagine worlds where anything is possible and make them feel real.
And every time we use our imagination, we're kind of creating our own little parallel world right inside our heads. How cool is that?
So whether or not infinite worlds actually exist, we can experience the magic of infinite possibilities through our thoughts and dreams.
That's so beautiful, Ben. Maybe the real magic isn't whether parallel worlds exist, but that we can imagine and explore endless what-ifs together.
And speaking of together, I love that in all the infinite possible worlds, we somehow ended up in one where we get to share these amazing ideas with each other.
And with all our wonderful listeners, each one of you is living your own unique story in your own special world.
Here's a fun homework challenge for everyone. Tonight when you go to bed, imagine what other versions of you might be doing in parallel worlds.
Oh yes, maybe there's a you who's a professional ice cream tester, or a you who teaches dolphins how to paint pictures.
Or a you who discovered that clouds are actually made of whipped cream and has figured out how to build cloud castles.
The possibilities are truly endless. And remember, whether these worlds exist or not, your imagination makes you the explorer of infinite adventures.
Well, Pia, my brain feels like it just went on the most incredible roller coaster ride through space and time and possibility.
Mine too. I especially loved how we discovered that every moment we experience is special because it's uniquely ours.
And I loved learning that our imagination is like a superpower that lets us visit any world we can dream up.
Plus, we found out that you're the hero of your own never-ending story, making choices and having adventures in your own unique world.
And that even really smart scientists sometimes think about ideas so big and wild that they sound like the most amazing fairy tales.
To all our brilliant young listeners out there, remember that your questions about big mysteries like this help make the world more wonderful.
Keep wondering about impossible things. Keep asking what-if questions. And keep using your imagination to explore new worlds.
And who knows? Maybe in another world, you're the scientist who figures out whether infinite worlds really exist.
Until our next thinking adventure together, keep your minds open to infinite possibilities and your hearts full of curiosity.
Stay curious, stay creative, and remember, you're living the most amazing story ever told, your very own.
Goodbye for now, wonderful little thinkers. See you in the next world of ideas.